Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Stoic Comp, your daily dose of resilience and balance. I'm Avery Hott, your friendly neighborhood guide through the sometimes crazy world we live in. Today, we're diving into a topic that's near and dear to my heart, practicing self-care without losing your freaking identity. Ever feel like you're drowning in DDoS, expectations, and other people's needs? You know that feeling when you try to squeeze in some me time but end up scrolling through social media or checking emails. It's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind of life and forget to nurture ourselves. But here's the thing. Self-care isn't about becoming a yoga-loving, smoothie-sipping stereotype or indulging in lavish spa days every week. It's about consciously choosing activities that nourish your mind, body, and spirit on your terms. So, how do we strike that sweet balance? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you practice self-care without losing your unique awesomeness. 1. Ditch the self-care stereotypes. Let's be real, there's a lot of pressure around what self-care should look like. But the truth is, it's deeply personal. Forget the Pinterest boards and Instagram feeds that make you feel inadequate. Ask yourself, what truly brings me joy? What activities recharge my batteries? Maybe it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, having a deep conversation with a friend, or even just zoning out for 10 minutes with your favorite playlist. 2. Make it intentional. Self-care isn't about squeezing it in between errands and obligations. It needs to be intentional. Schedule it into your week like you would any important meeting or appointment. Treat it as non-negotiable time for yourself. Even 15 minutes of dedicated self-care can make a world of difference. 3. Listen to your body. Ever notice that nagging tension in your neck or that feeling of constant fatigue? These are your body's subtle signals that you need some TLC. Pay attention. Rest when you need it, move your body in ways that feel good, and nourish yourself with healthy foods. Remember, self-care isn't about punishment, it's about listening to your needs and responding with kindness. 4. Set boundaries like a boss. This one is crucial. You have the right to say no to commitments that drain you or don't align with your values. Setting boundaries protects your time and energy, allowing you to prioritize self-care. Remember, saying no to something doesn't make you selfish, it makes you responsible for your well-being. 5. Be kind to yourself. This is the big one. Self-criticism can sabotage even the best intentions. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer a dear friend. Celebrate your successes, acknowledge your challenges, and remember that progress isn't always linear. Be patient, be persistent, and most importantly, be kind to yourself along the way. Okay, let's get real for a second. Remember that time when you were swamped with work deadlines, had a million things on your plate, and felt like you were running on fumes? I bet many of you are nodding right now. You probably tried to power through it all, pushing yourself to the limit, thinking, I'll take care of myself later. But let's be honest, later never seemed to come. Sound familiar? That was me a few months ago. I had this huge project looming over me and I was burning the candle at both ends. I skipped meals, barely slept, and constantly felt stressed and overwhelmed. One day, in the middle of a chaotic meeting, it hit me. I couldn't keep going like this. I needed to prioritize my well-being before I completely crashed and burned. So, what did I do? First, I took a deep breath, a real one, not just a shallow office breath, and cancelled all non-essential meetings. Next, I carved out 30 minutes each day for something truly enjoyable, reading a book, taking a walk in the park, or just simply enjoying a cup of tea in silence. The difference was astounding. I felt calmer, more focused, and ultimately more productive. Remember, folks, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. It's about investing in yourself so you can show up as your best self in all areas of your life. So, what are you waiting for? Take that first step. Schedule some time for yourself, do something that brings you joy, and remind yourself that you deserve to be happy and well. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs to hear it too. And as always, keep stoic calm and keep shining your bright light. See you tomorrow.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.